Jesus comes to Brussels.
No, I'm joking. No, I get called that a lot, but I don't mind. Yeah. It's not what I call myself. But
yeah, I saw the
stuff. I smile. I smile if somebody uses that term. It's funny.
Yeah, it was. So, you're here doing personal. You know, it's very hands-on. You're following around, I guess, the Metallica tour and promoting the beer.
Well, not just making beer is hands-on, but drinking beer is hands-on.
Right.
Yeah, okay. And so my hands are all over it.
Okay. And you're being 23 years in, I guess, brewing.
Yeah.
Celebrating an anniversary, I saw. What does 23 years mean to you? What has changed in craft brewing? And I don't know how much you know of the Belgian scene, but what do you see changing here in Belgium? It's just under, I guess, the competition.
I was honored with being knighted by the Belgian Brewers Federation. I think that was maybe 2009.
Yeah.
So if that's the right date, so that was now 10 years ago. And I remember I gave the keynote speech to the Federation meeting that year. And I asked the Belgian brewers what they thought about American breweries making Belgian beer styles. And they were mostly negative about it. They're taking our things. That's what we should be doing. I said, okay. And then a little bit later in the speech, I says, how many of you guys want to make American style IPA? And they were like, no, we wouldn't want to do that. We would be promoting the Americans. And I asked, okay, so if you make an American style IPA, that's promoting the Americans. But if American breweries make Belgian style beers, that's not promoting Belgium? Which is it? And nobody was able to answer that question, of course, because why I'm telling this story is because 10 years later, I go into the beer bars now and I see many IPAs brewed by Belgian breweries. I think, you know, at its very best, artisanal brewing, call it craft brewing if you want to, is a celebration of styles and diversity, of artistry, of going the way that you want as a brewer, not just the way of tradition, sort of honoring tradition without being bound by it. And that's what I see a lot of in Belgium today. I see a lot of honoring tradition, and not everybody is bound by it.
I was at the Brewers of Europe forum about 3 weeks ago, and really the forum for the first time this year was just, the program was all about craft beer, half of it's technical, and the other half of course is the big industrial brewers that we all know, saying how they were incorporating some of the strategies of brewers, either taking them over or producing their own kind, what they call specialty beers. Where's the boundary? You're very outspoken on this. You see more and more the encroachment, the blending of the two differences, or will there forever be a hard division?
Well, when we started 23 years ago, there was a much clearer DMZ, call it the neutral zone, if you will, if you're a Trekkie.
Yeah.
And today I think it's good. There's honestly a complete blend. It's very difficult, even for somebody in the know, to really understand that delineation, because I can come here to Europe and go to various cities and towns, and I don't always know which ones are owned by who, and you know who the owners are, and if they're being true to where they start. Whatever it is, it's so. I think that's really now unclear. And it's a reality. So I could try and push that boulder back up the hill. But it's simply the reality. There's a wide range of choices and options, and that is a lot of what I was fighting for. So I'm very happy about that.
And what's the consumer to do in a more and more confusing world such as we
describe? Well, I think most people outside of our smaller craft beer focused circles just want to have a beer that they enjoy. And people are you know, they don't want to have to research and so on and so on. And I understand that. I mean, I would love to have a world where everybody was as passionate as I am. But there are people that are passionate about other things in life that maybe I don't share that level of passion. But when I encounter their world, I'll have to learn from them. So,
just lastly, I guess one of the answers might be, I guess, being more transparent about sourcing.
And all
is
right.
Is that a trend? Do you see
in human dynamics?
Well, we were talking to some malters from the U.S., a particular one, and she's saying, you know, she serves the local areas. Consumers are looking at, you know, they like food. They're considering, you know, I got more for a consumer. That's the only thing they see on the label. Do you see that as a trend, or do you see that as confusing?
I see us as being human beings and doing the things that human beings have done for millennia, which is human beings by their nature are going to obfuscate when they see it to their advantage. There's always going to be a spectrum of people. The hardcore zealots, you know, the people more on my end of the spectrum that just refused, you know, and say no, and I want to be very clear, and I want, but that's not what most people want. They just want it cheaper.
Right.
Yeah, and it's always a shame, and we can complain about it all our lives, and I can, you know, some of the Metallica fans have been telling me, hey, you know, I love Enter Night, but why can't it be cheaper? Because, well, then it will be a different beer. But they want it to be cheaper. Okay, I get it. That'd be awesome if it could be cheaper, but it can't be cheaper, and sometimes the good one costs money.